I'm here because the changes to policy 713 are going to harm children. They're going to harm children who are in a vulnerable place in their lives, who are coming to terms with who they are in the world. And that's the exact point in time when we need to support them the most and make sure that they have a safe environment to go through their changes and the questioning they might have around who they are as a person. And if home is not a safe space for that, then school is the other place where they spend most of their time. And we need to make sure that they have a supportive and safe environment at school where they can process really large life-altering questions about who they are and their place in the world. And that's not something that most of us have to grapple with. Most of us are in a position where we don't have to go through the difficult decisions of questioning who we are and our place in the world. So we don't necessarily understand how vulnerable and how conflicting that can be. The other reason that I wanted to put this together is that the language that Higgs is using when he talks about parental rights comes from the far-right Christian networks in the U.S. It's something that came about during COVID, and it really caught on in sort of the far-right political movements down there, and it's become very angry and very violent towards LGBTQ community and youth, especially these days, and trans most of all. And it's becoming the language that he's using is not neutral. It's when he uses the term parental rights, that has a direct link to these violent extremists in the U.S. It has the language that he's using is mirroring the language of Ron DeSantis in Florida. And if you've been paying any attention in the last year, the population, the LGBTQ population in Florida is in a lot of danger. They're really being targeted and they're being harassed, and many of them are having to flee the state. They're being denied medical care. They're being denied the right to transition. And when Higgs uses the term parental rights, I think that we really need to be clear. We need to be clear about the linkage that he's making. And we need to be clear about what message he's trying to send. This is not just, to me, this is not just about policy 713. When Higgs uses that language, he's sending the message that he's coming after the LGBTQ community.
You know, reading people's comments online, I see that the term parental rights is resonating with some people who are concerned that they could possibly be left out of their kids' world. Do you know, what would you say to someone who hears that term and says, oh, yeah, parental rights, that makes common sense to me?
Well, I would ask that person to really think hard about whether or not they think that their child would adopt a new name and gender at school and not tell them. You know, if you really believe that your child would not tell you and you're afraid of losing your authority in some way, then I think you need to really ask yourself why would your child not feel comfortable telling you? And you know, for a lot of kids, it's not, you know, for many kids, it's not a matter of feeling afraid that their parents might not be supportive. Maybe they're just not ready yet. You know, maybe they're just exploring something. That's what adolescence is all about, right? Like, I mean, I don't think any of us would want to be judged by who, you know, all the different iterations that we went through when we were teenagers. It's just it's a turbulent time in everyone's life, and they have a right to explore that.
That's Sackville parent Shoshana Wingate speaking yesterday evening in Bill Johnstone Memorial Park amongst a gathering of about 18 people who came out in support of repealing recent changes to the Department of Education's Policy 713.